All right, we're back. Second Outdoor Report of the Hour. Brian Roll sticking around with us from earlier this hour. Thanks, Brian.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, we covered the waterfowl already and kind of the outlook at this point. Early teal season opening Thursday. Please be careful and make sure you're only shooting at teal and especially not wood ducks because, like you said, we kind of just barely squeaked by, right?
Oh, we did. We just barely made it. I mean, it was within just a few animals even before they were going to pull it from us. So not only do you not want the ticket, but you don't want to spoil it for everybody else.
Please make sure you're shooting at teal during the 10-day teal season. Early goose, we covered that. That's looking good as well. And as we teased, I want to jump into the upland birds. That's right around the corner. And again, talk about the rankings of the state of Michigan for grouse and woodcock.
Yeah, so state of Michigan ranks number 2 for grouse harvested and number 1 for woodcock harvested. So we are really a destination area for a lot of upland game bird hunters. So it is not surprising when you're out there to see plates from Pennsylvania, the Carolinas, basically across the eastern states all coming here to go grouse hunting. So luckily for us, we have this local resource that we can really take advantage of, and you can always find those hot spots. As far as the outlook itself goes, I was a little worried this spring. As we all know, it's been a little wet, a little cool, which is not the best hatching conditions for birds, that are particularly ground nesters. But I've seen a fair number of broods, so I'm not that part is really kind of put my fears at ease there. I saw a lot of broods out there. We're always constantly watching, though, for diseases upcoming. And another one to kind of pay attention to is West Nile virus. It's a virus that affects birds in particular. So people can get it, but generally, if you're healthy, it's not an issue. And so some states, particularly Pennsylvania, has been doing some research on the effect of West Nile and actually rough grouse numbers. So it's something that we're going to start paying a little bit more attention to and something to start watching for.
So you're saying that West Nile virus could impact our grouse population?
It could. Pennsylvania found that they could correlate very highly the number of dead crows. And the reason they're looking at dead crows is that the corvid family, which is your crows, ravens, blue jays, they are the most susceptible of the birds to this West Nile virus. So they're your early indicators. Those are the birds that we send down. We certainly have had positive hits here in Marquette County. Not more than usual, so this has been a number of years we've been seeing this. But anyway, Pennsylvania could correlate that very highly to the number of dead crows and then the number of grouse that were harvested. So it is something that we're kind of watching now and maybe start paying a little more attention to.
Well, let's switch to woodcock hunting. As the number one state for American woodcock, actually that's in the world, I read, for American woodcock.
Yeah, yeah.
It is the number one destination state to hunt woodcock. What are those numbers looking like?
All indicators are saying that, as a general rule, woodcock are kind of declining across their whole range. However, Michigan is still looking really good. Not only do we produce a lot of woodcock fly through here. So we do have that to look forward to. It does start later than your opening day of grouse season. So it's always that next following week. So that opening 15th, woodcock is still closed.
Yeah, we'll reiterate that as we get a little closer, obviously, to that. But yeah, keep that in mind. Just because you're out bird hunting doesn't mean you can shoot woodcock, too.
And the other thing to remember, though, is woodcock are migratory, so that does mean you have to have a plug gun as well. I mean, you don't have to use steel shot, but you do have to have a plug gun or a gun not capable of holding more than 3 shells.
There you go. Brian Roll, anything else you want us to know about before we let you go?
No, this is really the kind of the starting before the storm here. We got bear season the 10th. All the small game is coming up, but we got the early season on goose and teal, so it's all kicking in.
Let us know if anything changes on the wolf front, too.
I sure will.
Brian Roll, wildlife biologist for the Department of Natural Resources, getting us pumped up for the start of hunting season right here on The Outdoor Show.